It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Question for you. Do you think you could read more than 365 books in a year? And I'm not talking about board books. No Goodnight Moon. Oh, Margaret Wise Brown, you push boundaries. That's for another day. A UW student took on this challenge last year and did it. And these were hefty books, averaging just over 300 pages. Your questions, 800-642-1234. Kyla Vaughn is a senior at UW-Madison, double major in English and history. Kyla, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, I dare say, what on earth got into you?
I've always been a huge reader. It's always been a part of my life. And I read a lot of books at the start of the pandemic in 2020, 276, I believe. And so in 2021, I wanted an even bigger challenge.
So where did you land? I think I saw like 392. What was the final total?
Yeah, you're correct. It's 392.
Oh my goodness. Were you reading on New Year's Eve? Like, were you down to the wire?
No, I finished 365 at the beginning of December. And I don't know if I read on the last day of the year. I don't think so.
Well, you know, some mortals would actually stop at 365 and say, you know, that's good, mm-hmm. did it. But you kept going. What kept you just voracious, just keeping at it?
Yeah, part of it was I still had books to read for classes for finals. But then also during finals, I find myself actually having a lot more time than usual and over winter break. And so I wanted to keep reading. So I figured I might as well get that total as high as possible.
Shh, do not tell the professors that. keep that in. Yeah. So how much time were you dedicating to this? Do you have time to sleep and eat? How long did you go for stretches of reading?
I definitely did have time to sleep and eat. I can't say that I didn't stay up late to read some days, but we still got that full sleep schedule in. Depending on the day, I read anywhere from like nothing at all to like 8 hours. So it was very variable.
Okay, so we're going to get to some page turners in a moment, but what was your least favorite read?
Oh gosh, that is such a hard question. I think that... I don't want to be mean to any books.
Oh, how did you choose the books? Like what were your parameters?
Yeah, so there are just some specific like genres that I really enjoy. I mostly read fantasy and romance. And so a lot of the books that I read fell under that. But I also just sort of picked up anything that like I sort of saw on the internet that I thought looked fun or saw in a bookstore that looked fun. And so it was kind of all over the place. I read a lot of different things last year.
So you also read to gain empathy, I understand. Explain how reading helps you understand other people.
Yeah, so I think it's the best way to like really examine the lives of characters. While they are fictional, the human emotions that are presented in books are always truthful. And so it's stories that I'm never going to experience or live, but I can understand what the characters went through and how their emotions resulted from the conflict that they had to go through over the course of their novel. So I think it's a great way to like understand people more.
Why do you think you have a special place in your heart for the romance genre? Why that genre in particular?
I've always been a big lover of love, as I call myself. I literally dress like it's Valentine's Day every day. Like huge Valentine's Day gal. I'm very excited. The holiday is coming up. And so I think love for me is just like the most beautiful of the human emotions. And so as much of that as I can experience in my life, I want to.
Do you have like a fancy bookmark or a heart on your book? I don't know. What are your bookmarks like?
I've got all kinds of bookmarks. I've got like some fancy metal ones. I've got free ones that came at bookstores, which are actually my favorite to read with because I don't have to worry about them getting damaged a bit. But all over.
What tips and advice do you have for how to not lose focus, how to stay present as you're reading that book and trying to absorb information? And even if you haven't quite gotten into the book where you feel like you can't put it down, what about focus?
Yeah, so reading obviously uses a lot of brain power and it's like a muscle. So like when you first start out exercising, you may only be able to run like a mile at a time. Similar with reading, you may only be able to read like 20 pages without losing focus. And that's totally okay, but you just keep doing it and then slowly and surely your focus will get better. And it's easy now for me to just sit down and read a whole book.
What do you think about reading multiple books at once?
I occasionally do it. It's not my preferred style, but I'll do it if I'm like reading a classic and something that's like a bit less academic, just to sort of have like a palate cleanser. So, I think it could work for people depending on your reading style and what you're reading.
Something I have difficulty with is keeping character names straight, places straight. And sometimes, books do have a little bit of shortcuts. Maybe they have a map for you or a list of characters. But that is something I struggle with in remembering who is who. How do you do that?
It definitely helps that I'm like normally not spending more than like 2 days on a book. So I just get to like immerse myself into the characters. But if you are taking like a while to read, I think like reading the synopsis for the main characters is super useful just to like refresh yourself on, oh, what are these people's names again? But also just like looking back in the book and what you've already read can also be useful. But I also lose names too. So it's a common thing.
We're talking with Kyla Vaughn, a senior at UW-Madison, and we're talking about this feat of reading 392 books in 2021. Perhaps you read a lot of books. What would you like to ask Kyla? 800-642-1234. Now it's time for some recommendations. You brought us some romance recommendation. Very fitting for you, Kyla. We get it. So, one book you recommend is Well Met. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Well Met is the first book in one of my favorite romance series. It follows Emily, who has moved back to her small hometown to take care of her sister, who's been in a car accident. And there she meets Simon, who is not only a high school English teacher, but also helps run the town's Renaissance Fair. And she thinks that's a stupid idea, but she ends up going to the Renaissance Fair and falling in love with Simon. And it's beautiful. As a Renaissance Fair lover myself, I definitely want that romance for sure.
Written in the Stars is a rom-com about two women who come from completely different worlds. How was it to find quality romance novels that don't follow heterosexual couples or narratives, conventional narratives?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely something we're seeing a lot more of in the past 2 years. I'm a lot more easily able to find female romances, which I really enjoy. And so I think you kind of have to go for like new releases, which thankfully there are a lot coming out this year that are female romances. The third book in this series actually just came out, I believe, yesterday. But yeah, it's so great to see, and I love being like represented in books. And so anytime I find a new female romance, especially one that like is so well written, like Written in the Stars, I'm just so excited to see it.
When you say it's well written, what drew you into Written in the Stars? What said, yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, so it actually has one of my favorite tropes in romance, which is fake dating, where the characters, for whatever reason, have to date each other when they don't have romantic feelings for each other, and then they end up falling for each other. And there's just something about that trope that, like, I will pick up any book that advertises fake dating.
Okay, next one, A Rogue of One's Own. Tell us about it.
Yes, so this is the second book in the Bringing Down the Duke series by Evie Dunmore. The whole series follows a group of female suffragettes at Oxford in London, and the men that they're falling in love with, and then also convincing to their suffragette cause. So it's a great mix of like politics and historical details that are really well researched, and then also the romance side of things. So this one specifically follows Lucy and Tristan, and Lucy is a publisher, and she's a lovely, strong female character, and she's great. So I really enjoyed following her of all the heroines in that series.
So did this feat help you in your academics, do you think, or in helping you land a job after graduation? What will you take away from doing this?
Yeah, so I actually, in November, signed on to work at Epic in Verona after graduation. And one of the components of that interview is doing a 10-minute presentation on a topic of your choice. And I talked about romance novels. I talked about the structure and like the form, because they follow like a pretty standard, like, here's the conflict, you know, style. So I talked about that and I talked about why I loved them. And I did land the job. So it might have been the romance novels that did it.
Kyla, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kyla Vaughn is a senior at UW-Madison, double major in English and history, graduating in the spring. 392, mark that down, go for it. Just ahead, how satisfied are you with your job? We'll discuss the best ways to make a career change and why so many people are giving jobs a second thought in these times. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.